Hey, okay, so today's article is Grow Your Sales Commission with these 3 secrets to improving your close. Every salesperson earns their keep by doing only 3 sales activities: prospecting, presenting, and closing the sale. Unfortunately, these are the same activities that plenty struggle with on a day-to-day basis. For example, it's startling when a salesperson gets cold feet and does not try to close the sale. The 2 biggest reasons given for this are not knowing the appropriate time to ask for the sale and the fear of rejection. Both points have their legitimacy, but ultimately, not performing the close is like a farmer not harvesting crops after putting in all that hard work. Most salespeople concur that these fears stem from not wanting to come across as a salesperson. Ironically, the prospect knows they are talking to the salesperson from the very first handshake, and they are waiting for the close so they can either accept, negotiate, or reject the offer. By not asking for the sale, all you are doing is letting the prospect walk away without having to think. In knowing this, here are 3 secrets that will help you overcome your fear and increase your chances of closing. Point 1. The close is not for you. Everyone has a moral obligation to do right by others. This does not magically change when you become a salesperson. When you identify your own product is without a doubt going to be significantly beneficial for a prospect, the close no longer becomes for you. Think about this series of questions. Question 1. Should you sell an effective alarm clock to someone who is constantly late for work? Question 2. How determined would you be in asking for a sale if the prospect has expressed displeasure at their own tardiness? Question 3. Would you be more insistent if you knew that the prospect has been given warning letters and may be let go if it happens again? Notice how pre-qualifying the prospect is therefore crucial. The more we know about a person's pain points, the more conviction we will have in trying to help them find a solution. Asking the right questions is meant to persuade both salesperson and prospect that buying the solution is the best choice to make. Point 2. It is the conclusion to a series of gradual commitments. Great salespeople can pick up on small indicators that the prospect are ready to provide their John Hancock. One big indicator is the prospect's frame of mind. For example, before asking someone for a favor, you would possibly offer to buy dinner first. Asking for the sale is no different. If you want to maximize your chances of the prospect accepting your offer, you would want them to be in an agreeable state of mind. You could use affirmative questions such as, "Would you agree that being late for work is affecting your career? If I could show you a solution, would you be interested in considering it? Since you agree that this solution works, would you like to hear our current offer on the alarm clock?" How would you answer each question if you were the prospect? If I chain enough positive answers together, at some point, all I will have to ask is, "Well, how would you like to proceed from here?" And that would suffice as the big close, don't you think? Point 3. When all seems lost, think WWJD. Rejection is part and parcel of being a salesperson. You can go into any sales appointment with the best playbook and have none of it work. But always remember, what would J.K. Rowling do? She is the first billionaire author ever, but would it surprise you to know that her Harry Potter manuscript was initially rejected 12 times? Even the publisher that decided to give the books a chance did it on condition that she change her name on the cover, as they anticipated that the target audience would not read such a book if it was written by a woman. Success comes from that unwillingness to fail and knowing that you reap what you sow. Closing is no different. When nothing seems to be working, remember that you should lose the deal on your own terms. This is the opportunity to test your mettle, and you get to be as creative as you want. Who knows, you might just come up with that Hail Mary. Regardless, it will make you a better salesperson. Alright, thank you for listening in. I'll catch up with you another time.